The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Red Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, September 23rd.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough to answer. I have been in on those meetings. The league's very sensitive to issues off the field. They're also sensitive to the mental health part of it. So, and Willie and I had a nice visit. You know, we've got Dr. T here. So Dr. T has talked to him, and his position coach has talked to him, Brett talked to him. So he seems to be in a good place that way right now. And he does, he loves to play the game. You know, be a long 4 weeks there, so for him. But he's allowed to come back here after 2 weeks, so we'll have him right here. And but I think he's in a good as good a place he could be with that. And we'll be in touch with him and stay on top of all that part.
As we've talked about all week, the Chiefs will be without linebacker Willie Gay Jr. over the next four games after his suspension for an incident in January came down earlier this week from the NFL. While the Indianapolis Colts have struggled to start the season, losing Gay's athleticism against a team who's got a running back like Jonathan Taylor isn't exactly ideal. As head coach Andy Reid mentioned, the Chiefs did expect a ruling around this time, so Kansas City has had at least some time to prepare for this scenario. We can expect an uptick in the playing time of linebacker Darius Harris. Harris was an undrafted player out of Middle Tennessee who's been with the Chiefs since 2019. He's been mostly a special teams player, but he'll get his opportunity to make an impact in Indianapolis this Sunday. The Chiefs could also be without kicker Harrison Butker and defensive end Mike Dana, who have yet to practice this week, putting their status for Sunday in jeopardy. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman is dealing with a heel injury suffered against the Chargers, but he's gotten some limited practice time in. We'll have all the Chiefs injury updates with official designations this afternoon at arrowheadpride.com.
Yes, it's definitely been a long time coming, but it's something I've prepared myself ever since I've been here. For the past 3 years, going on 4 years now, just being ready, staying ready. Obviously, I know the time was going to come. And, I mean, you never know when it is, but when it is, you just make sure that you're ready for it, which is this week, you know. I can't call it, but I'm just glad for the opportunity, just ready to take the next step forward.
Darius Harris will be put in some big situations Sunday against this Colts team. Harris is looking forward to the opportunity to prove himself, and the Chiefs are excited to see how he can fill the void left by Willie Gay's suspension. The Colts have seriously struggled offensively through two games. You bet head coach Frank Reich will look to attack Harris early and see how they can try to exploit that matchup.
Going back to training camp, OTAs, he's been here for a while now. I know the scheme, like the back part of his hand, it's kind of similar to me. And so he comes in every single thing and puts his heart out for our team. He executes the game plan, flies around, has fun, plays with great energy. That's kind of the things that we kind of brought our defense on, so I have no questions. He's going to come in, I'm ready to play and make plays for us.
Chiefs fans and people within the organization have super high hopes for Nick Bolton this season, and through two games, he's lived up to those expectations. Bolton, who's quietly become a leader on the defense, is in his only second NFL season. He's been open about how he's tried to help out Darius Harris get up to speed this week. The Chiefs linebackers work as a unit, and making sure Harris understands the assignments will help this entire group. Harris also mentioned how Bolton has helped him this week when he spoke with the media, and Chiefs fans should be very happy to see the leadership qualities in Bolton already showing up so early in his young career.
He's a special elite running back in this league. When the ball's in his hands, he can get north and south quick in a hurry, break tackles in second, third level. So I've got to make sure that we set up front with our seven guys and track the hip and make sure we make tackles in space, and that's going to be the name of this game.
The Colts hope to have star wide receiver Michael Pittman back in week three after he missed week two with a quad injury. They did have star running back Jonathan Taylor on the field, but Jacksonville was able to slow the 2021 NFL leading rusher by getting out to a big lead early in the game. That effectively eliminated Taylor's early down usage. Bolton will be a huge part in trying to slow this Colts superstar, and you can bet in a possible make or break game for the head coach of the Colts, Frank Reich, they will look to get Taylor heavily involved in this contest.
You know what, Sky's doing a heck of a job for us. Obviously, we just got to make sure we're putting him in and giving him more opportunities to do the things that we know he's capable of doing. I love the way he works. Obviously, he didn't play as much, but moving forward, I guarantee you'll see him, you know, more than two snaps throughout the course of the season as we continue to move forward, because the kid brings a lot to the table. Obviously, he's doing a great job on special teams, but also, too, it's time for us to make sure that we allow him to be the player that he needs to become as a receiver as well.
On the offensive side of the ball for the Chiefs, it was a little bit of a surprise to see rookie second-rounder Sky Moore only manage two offensive snaps in the Chiefs' Week 2 win over the L.A. Chargers. Eric Bieniemy believes Sky is moving in the right direction and will have an expanded role in the offense in the near future. There's plenty of offseason hype around Sky, but as has been the case for most Andy Reid rookie wideouts, they like to bring those guys along slow early on in their careers. There's still sky-high expectations for Moore once he carves out a larger role for himself in this offense. And who knows, could be this week with Mecole Hardman dealing with that heel injury.
I think that, I mean, it goes with me, obviously, getting him the ball in certain situations where we can get easy completions to him and stuff like that. But at the same time, I think that Coach Reed does a great job of that. If they see the plays that are called, they know that their play is designed for them. And if defenses take those away, they understand that you get to the next progression of the read. And they're great guys like that. And so they're going to have their big games. Obviously, this last week, that was just really good defense. The other guys stepped up and made plays. But you saw in week one, I think you'll see the rest of the season. There'll be days when those guys will have big days, and I think they'll be ready for it.
The Chiefs will also look to get wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster and wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling more involved this week, going up against a Colts secondary that's allowed a 72% completion rate through two games. New Colts defensive coordinator Gus Bradley is no stranger to Patrick Mahomes from his time getting carved up with the Raiders. If we were betting men here at Arrowhead Pride, and some of us are, we'd expect one or both of Juju and MBS to have big games on Sunday.
Yeah, I think the hardest I've ever lobbied for it is kind of in the playoffs. I'm like, I mean, we're here now. I want to go and get that first down or touchdown. We trust in those running backs. We trust in our offensive line, especially when you got a guy like Burt, too. I mean, usually he's pretty good at getting those first downs. I think I've only technically not got it one time up near the red zone, and I still think I was in the end zone against the Chargers a couple years back. So I'm usually pretty good at the quarterback sneak. So even though he says that he doesn't expect it to happen, I think there's a time and place for it. So I'll keep that on his radar.
I'm bringing the sneak back. Yeah, one issue that appears to have carried over for the Chiefs from last season is the short yardage plays. The Chiefs struggled to pick up multiple down and short plays against the Colts in Week 2, and that brought back the discussion on Patrick Mahomes and the QB sneak. Andy Reid has infamously refused to run a QB sneak since Patrick Mahomes dislocated his knee against the Broncos in October of 2019. They replaced it with a tight end sneak with Blake Bell, but he's been on IR since the beginning of the season. Reid was asked about it earlier this week as a way to help the struggles in those short yardage situations.
He's asked me about it. you saw what we did. We used Bell in there to do it.
Doesn't sound like Big Red is willing to run a QB sneak again anytime soon, but Mahomes did say he might dust it off at some point this season.
No, my plan is to save it until the Super Bowl. So one of these Super Bowls, I'm gonna sneak in there and do it. It's the least expected thing, obviously. I'm gonna do it. And I might go over the top this time to try to save that knee.
If a sneak means the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, I know that makes you listening here a happy camper. You might just have to wait until the Super Bowl, unless you're like us. And, you know, you would be totally fine never seeing him do that again right here on the Arrowhead Drive for Friday, September 23rd. If you've enjoyed the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up on Saturday, we've got the best of the week to keep you caught up ahead of Sunday's Week 3 matchup against those Colts. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Monday for potential Victory Monday edition of the Arrowhead Drive.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.